Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Is charades fun?
I don't mind it for a little bit. I tire of it fairly quickly. I prefer the drawing one. The Pictionary?
Pictionary, yeah.
I like
or
that
Telestrations.
One.
That's like a new version of Pictionary. Very fun. I think you hit the nail on the head. Charades is fun for a short period of time.
Yeah.
You can't play charades for 4 hours or you will lose your mind.
Oh, my God, no.
I think the thing about charades, there are many variables to a game of charades.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing charades with a bunch of competitive people, buckle up. You're not going to have a fun time. Like, if you're not competitive...
with any competitive person.
But specifically charades, because charades is such a teamwork game, right?
Yeah,
if you're playing Monopoly, it's solo missions, whatever. One person's competitive, that's what they want to do. That's their prerogative.
Yeah.
But with charades, you're on a team, and the competitive people just make it so stressful on you. Like, how could you not guess that was grinding pepper? Unbelievable!
That was clearly a pepper grinder.
Come on, man. And you're like, I'm sorry, man. I don't know. So if you're playing with competitive people and you're not competitive, Nightmare City. Population you. The other thing is, if you're playing against a team that has like the hardest answers ever. Like, I was playing charades over the weekend with my wife and my sister, my brother-in-law, and I wrote down potash. Do you know how hard it is to act out potash?
Why would you choose that?
I don't know, because it's really hard for them to do, and it's funny to see them try to act out like mining potash or like a farmer trying to like spread some fertilizer or something.
Wow.
That's a little hint for you charades players out there. The one word answers are the hardest answers to act out.
Yeah.
Because you can't do the three words. Third word is.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about this, the people who do the sounds like clip or like the alphabet clip where they start A, B, C, D, and they go down the ladder.
I didn't know the ladder.
Oh, my wife's family plays that way. It's like, okay, it's a movie, three words, first word, and then they start like A, B, C, D, E, and it's like, okay, it starts
with
an
like
F.
That's cheating.
I know, right? I tried to say it, but...
The sounds like one is almost cheating enough.
Yeah.
Never mind giving them the letter.
Right?
Wow.
I know.
All
I'm not that competitive.
Rules.
My wife and her family, very competitive, and they started doing that, and I was like, I don't think that's allowed. It's allowed!
Uh-oh.
It's allowed! You're the new one here, Clayton, okay? You don't make the rules. Like, people take their charades very seriously.
Yeah.
Way too seriously, in my opinion. So, is charades fun? I think the answer is...
Meh.
Depends.
Yeah.
Today's Hinterland Who's Who takes a closer look at the undecided voter, a proud and majestic beast most of the time. However, the last 2 weeks has made the undecided voter confused and tired.
After a long day at work, Janet, the undecided voter, is welcomed home with a mailbox full of election pamphlets. She quickly skims them on her way to the recycling bin, where she immediately throws them away.
Janet then feels her phone buzz in her pocket. Is it her best friend Gail wanting to dish? Nope. It's Kate from the Sask Party asking more stupid questions. At this point, Janet doesn't even have the energy to take a screenshot of the text and post it on social media.
Janet just wants to unwind from all the election stuff, so she goes on YouTube and searches cute beagle puppies. A 30-second ad for Ryan Miley pops up. No skip ad button either. She has to watch the entire thing.
Janet is overwhelmed and decides to take a walk, but every second house is just a reminder that she has no idea who to vote for. Lawn sign after lawn sign after lawn sign. They're everywhere.
Janet can't even creep her old high school boyfriend on Facebook without seeing some sort of political ad during her creepy scrolling.
Election day comes and Janet still has no idea who she's going to vote for. She decides to do what Doug Judy from the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine would do and just vote for the person with the funniest name.
Ed Breakfast for School Board. He had a funny name. He deserves a shot.
That's why I voted for Stacy Ladle.
For a more complete story, why not contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa?
I used to be super jealous of Stacy because she had command start. And in the winter, she would start her car like 15 minutes before we would leave. And you'd always like rub it in my face like, ooh, look at this. Beep. Oh, what's up, Clayton?
It's pretty amazing.
My wife got me Command Start for my birthday, and it's like the best gift ever.
And welcome to the club.
Like, I'm now one of those snotty Command Start people.
You are. It takes 2 seconds, and you're one of those people.
Like, when you're at a friend's house or a family member's house, and you're like, oh, I gotta go in 10 minutes. Beep.
Better start the car.
Oh, look at me, Mr. Command Start. I'm better than you. I always forget that I have Command Start, though. Like, I woke up this morning, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I have it. I have to deal with a super cold car for 5 minutes. But last week, the one thing I always forgot to do was turn down the volume on the radio in my car.
Yes.
I leave. Because when you use Command Start, all of the settings that you had the last time you were in the car, mm-hmm. they're still there.
Yeah.
So if you were just blasting Cruise FM, which I always do, when you park your car in your driveway, it's going to be blasting when you use your Command Start at 4. Well, I woke up at like 3:15 this morning, actually, hit the Command Start. My driveway is right next to my neighbor's bedroom window. And it's like 10 out of 10 on the volume.
I know.
Just blasting. And I get outside, I'm like, oh.
The first time I did that, I had started the car inside getting ready. And I right away was mm-hmm. like, well, who's playing music at this hour? Next day, I realized the same thing. It took me literally like 2 days to realize it was my music I was hearing. Because I, like you said, you leave your volume up.
Yeah.
And, oh, geez.
Moral of the story. People with Command Start. We're the worst. I think we all have that one friend who hates on baseball nonstop. The friend who's like, baseball is boring. Stacy's that friend.
What? Maybe.
Yeah, not maybe.
And
you
the thing
are.
Is, I used to love, like, back when the Jays were killing it, mm-hmm. I was a huge baseball fan. It's just kind of fallen off the plate for me.
Jays made the playoffs.
Get it? The plate? Yes.
Swing and a miss. Yeah, boom. Don't try and out baseball pun me, Stacey. Don't try and out baseball pun me. To that friend who thinks baseball is boring, watch Game 4 of the World Series from Saturday night. What an ending.
And Phillips has cashed in. A base hit back up the middle. Here's Kiermaier to score. The ball's mishandled. And now they've got a Rosarena to run down. Rosarena scores and the Rays have won the game. Santa Maria.
But you can tell by his voice, pretty exciting ending.
Ending. How about the rest of the game?
Okay.
It
was actually pretty entertaining because it was 8-7, which means a lot of runs, a lot of dinger, like that. Here on Kerr's Mornings, we love getting the Spanish play-by-play feed.
Yes.
Because Spanish play-by-play broadcasters are way better than any
There's
other
so
broadcaster out there. So much passion.
Patazo, la pelota imparable. El juego se va a empatar. Pierde la pelota en el central Taylor. Viene el tiro hacia el home. No hay nadie. A Rosarena. Está anotando. ¡Qué juego! En la Serie Mundial se ha empatado.
Like the color guy is just laughing in the background the whole time. He's not even doing his job. No, we discovered something better than the Spanish feed because I had no idea this was a thing. There is a Russian feed. A Russian play-by-play squad for the World Series.
Of course.
And it's just, oh, it's great.
А вот это уже 7-7, как минимум. А может быть и 8-7. Ну-ка. Йо-йо-йо-йо-йо-йо-йо-йо, 8-7.
Фантастика, фантастика, Розарена.
I just love, I love how calm they are. Like, again, in the Spanish version.
¡Qué juego! ¡En la Serie Mundial se ha empatado!
Absolute pandemonium in the booth, hey?
Yeah.
In the Russian booth.
Fantastica.
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 Have you yet got to that point where you've had arguments with your significant other about the car starter?
Yes, because my wife is the one who bought it for me, and she wants me to use it all the time to show off the fact that she got me an awesome gift.
Oh, okay.
So she's always like, yeah, use your car starter. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, but I want to just show you that it's awesome, so use it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to use it just for the sake of using it, because you want to show off that you got a good gift.
Because Sean and I have had, well, we have the argument, I like to have a roasty toasty vehicle to get into. As I'm getting older, I find the cold to be way more cold.
Oh.
And so I don't know how else to describe it. I just get cold. I'm more sensitive to the cold as I get older. I think I'm turning into a huge baby is what it is.
Yeah, the cold is cold. You're right.
And so I like to start it for sure once, which mine runs for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes twice.
Most times, three times.
Sean is the one who's like, we'll be ready to leave. And he's like, so he'll start it just before we go. And I'm like, what's the point?
Because it's the right thing to do. Because you don't want to waste all that gas. You don't want all emissions going up. No.
See, I don't want the emissions, but I want to be warm.
Selfish. So selfish. You're the reason that the ice caps are melting right now.
Probably.
You're the reason.
Me and Brinley.
Here's the thing. Like, Brinley will run it like three times. She'll run it for 15 minutes, and then it'll sit there for five, and she'll be like, oh, no, got to do it again. Like, even though she has to leave, she'll be like, no, let it run for, like, another 10. I'm like, it's still warm from the first time. Like, just letting it sit there for 5 minutes won't make it Arctic cold in there all of a sudden.
And see, we're talking about, oh, yeah, having a car starter, it's so great. It starts arguments as well as cars. You people out there who tend to walk fast in life, guess what? You are unhappy. According to science, recent studies showed people who walk faster tend to be more unhappy in life. I would just like to state this is false. I am a very fast walker, and I am a very happy person. So, boom, science is false.
Look at Sonic the Hedgehog. He's so fast, and he's so happy all the time.
There you go.
Might not be the best example because he's a fictional character, but you know what? Whatever.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.